Hello, and welcome to the Stuck to Started podcast. I'm Jess Ratcliffe, a solo business owner, course creator, podcaster, and newly obsessed golfer, I know, who's on a quest to help you start the idea that is stuck in your head with bite-sized episodes that I hope will leave you feeling inspired and excited to take action and have fun while doing so. So let's get into today's episode. In this episode, I'm going to share with you three things that I wish I knew before I started my online course, before I started creating it, drafting it even, before I recorded it, and certainly before I started raising awareness of it, which I feel like I've still got so much work to do when it comes to the awareness part. So what I wanted to focus on in this episode are really the three things that I wish I knew right before I first put pen to paper, before I started thinking about the name, the content, the structure of it, even down to the way that I would record it. And it's funny, isn't it? Because when you're so in something, you can only then look back and be like, how did I not think to do it that way before? And so those are the three things that we're going to cover today, so that if you are curious about creating an online course, or if you're creating something that feels similar to a course, like a series of workshops, I feel like these will really help you. So let's start with the name. And this is very top of mind, actually, because I've recently changed the name of my course from Unleash Your Extraordinary to Stuck to Started. And the reason behind this and the tip that I wanted to share with you is to focus on achievement versus attachment. I know, I've managed to get these tips to work with alliteration, which is, as you know, one of my favourite things, so I'm a little bit chuffed with myself. But the achievement being, what is the person who goes through your course, who gets to experience the content that you've created, what are they going to achieve? What are they going to walk away with? And a question that is often asked in relation to anything, really, I think, when creating content that is valuable, whether that's a course, whether that's Instagram, whether that's podcasts, is why or how will their life be better? And when I think about first starting Unleash Your Extraordinary, now Stuck to Started, it, for me, I immediately knew what the name was because it was a legacy name. It came from the workshops that I used to go into companies and run. And so straight off, I felt I had the name covered. But the thing that I wish I'd thought about a little bit more, rather than just feeling so pulled to the attachment of the name Unleash Your Extraordinary. And it feels so close to my heart, that name, because I came up with it in 2017 and it feels very tied to the feeling and gift that my diagnosis gave me, which was really that it felt like it unleashed my extraordinary, if I dare say so myself. You know, it gave me the perspective shifts and the kick up the bum to actually go after what I want in life. And that to me felt like it gave me the courage to just go out there and make it happen, to dare to take risks, to dare to go from being on the cusp of doing something to spending all my time thinking about doing it to actually doing it. And that experience, that courage, felt so packaged up in that name of Unleash Your Extraordinary. And that is what I wanted to give to people who were coming to my workshops. I wanted to give them a sense of that courage, a sense of that urgency, a sense of that loving kick up the bum, which I hope also came with quite a few laughs, you know, we had a good time, that allowed them to leave the room and go after it, to feel more confident when it came to speaking up in meetings or starting the idea that they were thinking about starting or going for the goal that they get giddy thinking about. I wanted to give people that, yeah, that loving, you know, little kick up the bum, which sounds terrible, doesn't it? I mean, yeah, I'm not going to go any further with that analogy or metaphor or illegal phrase that I've just said. I wanted to give people that sense of unleashing something. So for me, the name worked perfectly to just carry it over to the course, especially because the course itself is built upon the years of workshops that I've run and the content that I've iterated on and experimented with and the practical exercises that we did as well. And I've basically taken that core curriculum, expanded it, and that is the essence of the course. But the downside with Unleash Your Extraordinary, as much as it is so close to my heart, is I've always felt whenever I said the name to people, it came with a, it never really felt like it landed like Stuck to Started has. And so this is the important part that I wanted to unpack from this tip of achievement versus attachment. There might be names that you're attached to and they might work to a certain extent. Like Unleash Your Extraordinary does capture the outcome, the achievement that I want you to walk away with from the course. But where it falls flat is that sense of hearing a name and it landing straight away. You know, and we've come across it, haven't we? When we see something and we think, oh my God, I want that. It never really had that buzz about it. It never landed in the way that Stuck to Started has. And so for me, the change to Stuck to Started happened because it captures the achievement. You will literally go from stuck to started with the idea that's currently been brewing in your brain and possibly been doing that for months, if not maybe even years. That's the outcome, the achievement that you will get. You will go from stuck to started with that idea. And it also ticks the second box of actually landing. And you can tell this, you might be thinking, how do you know if a name lands, Jess? It's when you say it to people that they actually light up a little bit. So to compare the two, Unleash Your Extraordinary, as much as it is the one I'm attached to, when I would say it, it would come with question marks. But Stuck to Started lands with a bit of a spark, a bit of a smile. You know, people get it and remember it. So when you're thinking about your name, focus on achievement versus attachment, and then run it through that test of how does this land? Does it land a little bit flat? Does it kind of fizzle out? And people maybe have question marks, or it doesn't immediately spark that clarity of, I know what I'm going to get from this. And then if it doesn't quite land, rather than sticking with it because you feel attached to it, give yourself permission to experiment. Go back to the drawing board, think up a series of different names and test those. Run them through the test of which one lands best. So now that we've covered the name, let's talk about content structure. And for me, when I first created the first version of then Unleash Your Extraordinary, it was a 4-week course and it was packed. You know, it was definitely packing a lot of content. And this is the part where I really think to myself, how did I not think of this back then? But something that didn't even occur to me was to make it self-paced, to make it flexible versus fixed. Because I created the course to work over 4 weeks. Because when I thought about the content and thought about the flow of the content and how the first module would build to the second module and so on, it felt like it made sense to pace it weekly and almost create it like a program, I guess. But what that meant is that when I was recording the course and recording the content, as I kept referencing week one, week two. And so if you ever then want to change things or move modules about or drop certain modules, if they get, you know, feedback that it's not really necessary, which will bring us on to our next point, then, or our next tip, then you've got that freedom. You've got that freedom to move the course around and change it up a little bit with that flexibility rather than it being fixed. And actually what ended up happening is for the first few people that went through the course, the feedback was, Jess, this is massive. Like week one is mega. It's basically 2 weeks in one. So I then, wait for it, re-recorded the whole course to then work over 6 weeks. You know that thing when you're just so in the weeds that you cannot see the wood for the trees? Oh, was that a poem? And what I now think to myself, how did I not think back then to not just take that feedback and be like, brilliant, I'll make it 6 weeks. What I wish I knew to do was to create it so that it could be flexible, so that the modules could be movable. And then it can be self-paced or it could be paced over weeks if students prefer, but it gives them the freedom to take it at their pace rather than stick to a schedule that I've set when actually I love nothing more than on a rainy Sunday afternoon, I think I'm getting too excited for this, cracking into an online course, you know, when it's raining outside and you've got a cup of tea, maybe a couple of biscuits. Absolutely love like just learning and taking courses. And I want the freedom as a consumer to be able to start that course and take it at my own pace. And yet I had set the structure so that that wasn't how it worked. So now you can probably guess that is how it works. Now it is self-paced and you can take it at the time that you wish. You can do a Jess and grab your online course and get stuck in on a rainy Sunday afternoon. It is yours to take at your own pace. And again, this kind of led on from the change in the name, that for me, to think about the fact that you're stuck, that you've had this idea for so long, and you're stuck in the idea stage of it, and all you want to do is just get started, but you're terrified about making the wrong move or, you know, putting a step in the wrong direction. You want that guidance and you want that sense of progress, but you're scared to get started. If you're really feeling stuck and frustrated, I don't want you to have to wait 6 weeks before you feel like you've actually got cracking with the idea that you've been thinking about for so long. If you want to get stuck in on a rainy Saturday or Sunday afternoon, I want you to have the freedom to do that. So that is tip number two, to focus when you're thinking about the content, to create it so that it is flexible rather than fixed. And building on from that tip is our third and final tip, to focus on bite-sized versus bloated. Because I can tell you, whether you're creating a course or a workshop or sometimes even podcast episodes, you want to add value. So you'll be so tempted to chuck absolutely everything in the kitchen sink in there. But actually, what we love and appreciate as consumers these days is efficiency. We want short and sweet content that packs a punch, that gets to the point quickly so that we can make progress and feel like we're moving through the modules at a pace that feels exciting, and to really get that sense of achievement rather than thinking, oh, great, I've got to, you know, sit down and watch this hour-long module before I can even really get started. So as tempting as it might be to chuck absolutely everything in there, my quest to you is to think about, if you can get a point across in 5 minutes rather than 15 minutes, go for that. How can you make it concise? How can you make it punchy? How can you focus on the fact that we want and prefer bite-sized content these days to having to really sit there and feel like we've got to block out the whole afternoon to just make a dent on that first module? And the reason it's so tempting is because we want to add value. We want to feel like the person buying the course, we want them to think it's worth it. But the length of time doesn't equate to value. It's what you capture in that time that matters. So if you can get something across in 5 or 10 minutes and then have that person move on to the next module, brilliant. So my final tip is to focus on bite-sized versus bloated when it comes to writing, recording, and delivering the content. So there we go. 3 tips that I wish someone had told me when I was just putting pen to paper to start creating my first online course. So we have achievement versus attachment when it comes to thinking about the name. We've got flexible versus fixed when it comes to the actual content structure and flow, the experience of the course or workshop. And then within that content, we've got bite-sized versus bloated. When you can pack a punch in half the time, go for it. And as a final bonus tip, or just words of advice, I guess, one thing that I found really helpful to hold on to is this idea that you don't have to consider yourself an expert. We rarely do, don't we? You just have to trust that you are experienced, and you are slightly more experienced than the people that might be a few steps behind you. And to celebrate Stuck to Started's new name, I'm running a bonus offer. If you sign up to the course this week by the 16th of July, so you'll get the self-paced course, our online Slack community, so you can meet your fellow students who are in a similar position, who are starting the ideas that have been stuck in their heads for so long, to get that accountability and support. And also that personal one-on-one call with me, so we can really supercharge your Stuck to Started journey. Head to jessratcliffe.com/course to check it out. I'll put the link in the show notes. And when you're there, you can also send me a message if you've got any questions or simply want to check that the course is suitable for you. So I hope to see you there. And in the meantime, have a brilliant week, and I'll see you next time.